This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Look, I've said before, President Bush could not have been more gracious to me when I came in. And, you know, my intention is to certainly for the next 2 months just finish my job. And then after that, to take Michelle on vacation, get some rest, spend time with my girls, and do some writing, do some thinking. So I want to be respectful of the office and give the president-elect an opportunity to put forward his platform and his arguments without somebody popping off in every instance. As an American citizen who cares deeply about our country, if there are issues that have less to do with the specifics of some legislative proposal or battle, but go to core questions about our values and our ideals, and if I think that it's necessary or helpful for me to defend those ideals, then I'll examine it when it comes. But what I do know is that I have to take Michelle on vacation.
That he does know for sure. Well, good for that. You know, although I'm sure some people, when they look at all the money, they've been on vacation. I mean, they've taken a lot of vacations. Well, good. Just that's fine. But he leaves it open. He's going to offer some commentary, no doubt. It's interesting, and I think quite in contrast, he references George W. Bush and how gracious the administration was in the transition, you know, to Barack Obama's. And the other thing that he could follow the lead on is George W.'s, you know, obvious silence on things. And even when he was attacked, you know, when people went after him and questioned, you know, his sanity and his intelligence and everything, I don't recall, Scott, ever hearing George W. respond here. But it sounds to me that this former president is going to be unlike any former president in our country, that he's going to be an active participant. He cannot help himself. You know, he's not going to let any good opportunity for a speech or, you know, a time to bring people together. But I think that, you know, to where he can talk and be listened to, he's not going to be satisfied on the, you know, post-presidential, you know, stump schedule that takes him from one university to the next that will pay him anywhere from $80,000 to $100,000 per speech unless he's able to work out some sort of deal like Hillary Clinton was able to work out. I mean, and maybe, I mean, if she gets off, maybe she could be his agent. I mean, look what she did for her husband. I mean, Bill Clinton was averaging about $70,000, $80,000 a speech. Suddenly she takes over and he's making, you know, almost $1 million, you know, $300,000 to $1 million for a speech. And some of those, all he had to do was just come in and say, hi, how are you? And, you know, and cash in a big paycheck. I mean, such a deal. So I don't know. Maybe that's what Hillary will do. She'll just go in the, you know, post-presidential agency business and line up speeches for these guys. I mean, after all, she's got a great track record. Now, maybe that's what'll happen, but no, you can tell he's not going to disengage anytime soon. He'll be on this needed vacation, and you know, God bless him. We wish him well, and you'll have more fun too, and a little repose if you read Jerome Corsi's new book, okay? Say Goodnight, Obama. It is a parody.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
On track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we got to keep our eye on the ball. That's the most important thing that we can do. Yes, there's lots of things to work out, but mainly what I have learned over the years in my business experience and in life is that you have to focus on the majors. It's like that old anonymous saying, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And that is most important. And right now, as the discussion continues and the debate continues, which is, you know, something you love about this country is that we can disagree. You know, the challenge is that you not disagree so much that you become disagreeable. And I think our next guest would agree with that because he's just an amazing kind of guy. And that's, you know, the amazing Kreskin is who I'm referring to. Kreskin is a mentalist who became popular in North American television in the 70s, inspired to become a mentalist by Lee Falk's famous comic strip, Mandrake the Magician, which features a crime-fighting stage magician who's always presented himself as an entertainer, never as a psychic. The amazing Kreskin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir? Okay, I guess we're still in the process of connecting here. Okay, is the amazing Kreskin here? He says, because I'm not a mentalist. I can only hope he's connected.
is this Bill Martinez?
Bill Martinez, yes, as a matter of fact, it is.
For a mentalist, I should have had it exactly right. No, Bill, this is Kreskin, totally. Good news, totally alert and totally sober, Bill, so you don't have to worry about it. I got to tell you something. Are we on live? At this
we're
time?
We're on. This is live. Absolutely.
There's no turning back.
No.
But I for years, I've tried to start a rumor, you know, that Kreskin may have a drinking problem because I get a kick out of how columnists play around with things. But the response is, yeah, it's got to be cranberry juice. But it's good to talk to you, Bill. And I admire, you know, when you say live, I think the listeners by now must realize this. When you hear about reality television shows and taking place and what have you, if you think they're reality shows, I have a bargain to sell the Brooklyn Bridge to 500 people at a very reasonable price. Because I get a kick out of the producers who call me. Well, I don't want to mention which show. I got in a very big – last year there was a big argument at a clothing store and so forth. The producers come and said, Kreskin, you know, where do you see this? I guess it was four members of a family and then three other people, and they're arguing over it. He said they had to go through it 9 times to get it right. So that's how spontaneous these reality shows are.
Exactly.
You know what I mean, Bill?
Well, this is real, real, and
I know.
You know, we've been doing reality radio for it seems like for 50 years at least. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But
and
for you,
and it has a special, you know, it has a special skill to it, and. I get tired of, we all hear the interviews that take place where the person listen at the end of the answer to a question, whether it's political or what have you. The next question comes up, and you begin to realize that the interviewer is not always paying attention to what the respondent is saying, because sometimes the best questions come out of an answer. You know what I mean, Bill?
Exactly. Well, there used to be, I can't remember his name, but you probably remember, he would just have fun. He would have fun with the interviewers, and in the middle of the conversation, he'd talk about dating the Queen Mother and how they just went out and you know, went dancing together, and the interviewer would just miss it, and it would just, you know, yes, go on to his next question, because he's got his questions written out in front of him. You know,
Bill, I have a very famous story. I'm not going to mention her, and I don't mean to be playing games, but I'm not going to mention her name because she's legendary. She had been on WR here in New York, but I remember this as a kid. It's a very famous story, and every day she interviewed people here in the New York area that came in on stories or issues or plays that were opening or what have you. And it was in the radio days. A very famous incident. She's talking to this person she hadn't seen for a long time, and she said, "Gee, have you been?" He said, "Well, I'm all right. I just lost my mother, but things are going well." She said, "That's wonderful." I went right on, and everybody heard it. I don't believe it. She never heard the remark.
Right.
So you are quite right. We become preoccupied, and you know, everybody goes faux pas in the business. I mean, I could go on endlessly because I had some very important heroes in my life, including Johnny Carson.
I was going to say,
I did, 88 shows with him. But there's a man before him that's been forgotten, Bill, and I don't mention this to college audience. I've done over 1,000 university shows in the United States and Canada, and some of the students that are studying broadcasting say, "Would you, after the show, just do a question and answer about these people?"
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, one of the most remarkable men has been forgotten in the industry. His name was Steve Allen.
Yes,
and he
absolutely.
He may have been before your time, what have you.
No,
the wittiest person. His mother was a clown in vaudeville. And a couple of famous people, and it wasn't George Burns, I don't remember which one, said that she was the funniest person they'd ever seen perform on the stage. But Steve Allen had a tremendous wit. He was a very serious man. And before he passed away, he willed to me a massive amount of information about the most pivotal person in the history of radio broadcasting in this country, totally forgotten, and that's a gentleman by the name of Arthur Godfrey.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, that's
He wanted me to do his life story. He said, "This is a forgotten giant." And who's the gentleman that was on 60 Minutes that just died last year, but always had the last three or four
Mike,
minutes?
Mike Wallace? Mike, no. We're talking the commentary, Rooney.
Yes, Rooney.
Yes, Rooney.
Rooney worked for Godfrey, and if you read Rooney's first book, he said, "You want to realize how a man is going to be forgotten, but you know, the whole history of broadcasting changed because he, before those days, can you believe this, folks listening in, people, and I was a kid, now by the way, it's not true, in spite of what Bill may say, I was not born in the 1800s, I just want you to know that, but the people came to work in studios in New York dressed in tuxedos and in evening dresses and whatever, even though they were not seen. And they addressed the audience as ladies and gentlemen until Godfrey was in an accident, lying in a hospital bed, and said, "The day I get on the air, it's only one person listening to me. If it's more than one, they're all out calibanning or arguing," and that changed the picture. So broadcasting it's changed considerably, has it not, these recent years, Bill?
I gotta tell you, you know, I look back on those old times, and it's fun to reminisce with you right now, because you're bringing up names and things. I mean, I was that young kid underneath the covers of my bed, listening to a transistor radio that you could, you know, just had to squelch in with all
radio?
You know, all sensitivity. Yes, exactly.
Bill, I get comments from kids who come with their children, the grandchildren, because the airline industry, with my traveling and what have you. The airline industry last year has figured out I have flown so far in my career a little over 3 million miles.
Wow.
3 million.
Wow.
2 years ago, we didn't get to last year yet, but if you counted all the radio, television, and live concert appearances I've done in 2 years ago, in 1 year around the world, I did exactly 364 appearances. So people in the industry say they don't know anybody who has this kind of schedule. It's not I'm a workaholic. I just have a passion for what I do. I love what I do, and who could be that easy? I mean, all, my audience has been any. Listen, I thank God. Are we aware?
Kreskin, we got music playing. That means we got to go to break. Stay right there. We'll be right back on the other side of the break. Bill Martinez with the amazing Kreskin at 15 after the top of the hour right now.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
Hey, with Thanksgiving coming, it's a good time to pause and say thanks. We have so much to be thankful for. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back. Our conversation with the amazing Creskin continues. Creskin, real quick, because you and I are going to go down memory lane here, because I know this is just the nature of our personalities. I love your experience and what all you've gone through. But you were the only one, or I should say, one of the very few that got it right regarding this election. How did you do this?
It was this is a crazy experience, one of the craziest I've ever had in my life. I'm not a psychic in the sense that I tried looking into crystal balls, but I get tremendous headaches. But at the same time, Bill, my work deals with people's thinking, tuning in on their thoughts, perceiving them, and I travel so much. I mean, 5.5 years off and on in Saudi Arabia, 2 years ago in Spain, Italy, New Zealand, Australia, Japan, Wales, Netherlands, Canada, the United States. I do spend a lot of time tuning in on different people's thoughts. So I predicted the last four elections. The last one, 2012, I walked on the Jimmy Fallon show, who's one of the nicest guys in the business.
Yeah, he seems to be.
Like Tom Hanks, he has what you see is what you get. That's the way he really is. But I delivered a sealed package because I would not announce, and this is a key, hear this, folks, because this is crazy in my life. I wouldn't announce ahead of time who I thought was going to win because I'm going to have half the people turning against me, being angry that I, and all this. So it was sealed, and it was 1.5 years before the election. It was delivered to NBC, and NBC put it into a safe, and I was correct. Well, this year, I held off. There are pictures all over the place of me with Trump and with Hillary Clinton because I've performed in Washington. I've been in Trump's home, and I stopped appearing at any of their events because it would sound like I'm endorsing him, what have you. So I passed on this, and I thought, wait a minute. Months ahead, I usually log away a prediction. 3 days before, you folks will remember, and Bill, you will well know,
yes.
It was so close to tolls. It was slightly edge more in Clinton's favor, but it was so close. I said, you know, I'm going to take a shot at this. I'm going to have some fun. I locked it in, went to a place in New York, which is a Madame Coulette, which is a lavish woman's clothing, what I deals with, clothing, care, clothes. They put in a window. They had a guard there in a safe, and that was only the day before the election. The day after the election, the gentleman who's a sportscaster who oversaw the thing brought it to his studio, and David Webb, they opened it, and I was correct. But that's not the whole story. 2 hours. So help me, Bill, and this is an event in my life. I got calls from all over the world. People who knew me well said, how did this impact you? 2 hours before the show. Now, I had been saying this last month, for 11 months, I've made a decision who's going to win, but I'm not going to make it public. Mm-hmm. Fox Television unearthed that in December 9th of last year, I was on a Washington, D.C. show on Fox. Mm-hmm. When you see it on the Internet, because they sent it all over the place, I look preoccupied. My brother had become gravely ill. My mind, and if this is not like me, I can work on any conditions, but obviously my mind was preoccupied. And they asked me casually, Creskin, who do you think is going to win the next election? Something which I would never, ever talk about. And suddenly, out of nowhere, I blurted, I do know, but I don't want to get into trouble. I've been in this house just recently, the one that's been shouting all over everywhere. Oh. It was obviously I had said Donald Trump, and I swear to you, Bill, as God is my judge, I totally forgot ever saying that 11 months ago.
Well, you know, does that happen, though, you know, with your work, where you kind of sense you're a conduit of information? It just kind of comes and goes.
Yes.
It doesn't necessarily connect with you, right? I mean, it just it passes through.
Yeah, and Bill, you said something very significant, which we can learn from, not if everybody would have my gift, but can learn in everyday life. So the best answers we have in life come to us unconsciously when we're preoccupied with something else. Hear me, because Einstein, when he taught at a university in his later years here in New Jersey, every couple of days would take a rowboat out and row it to the middle of a lake. He didn't have anybody with him. He'd pull in the oars and let the boat drift because he realized, and so if you read the lives as I have of over a thousand entrepreneurs, they all found a way of stopping the world and getting off to let their inner mind come to. And we, Bill, with all the electronics and the box in front of us, are starting to lose that natural ability.
You're right. You know, Kreskin, I guess, a dear friend of mine tells me we're so busy about being human doings that we forgot how to be human beings, right?
Bill, you show me, and I say this to college students who write me letters a year later and said, Kreskin, all the people I thought I was close to, I say this to you people listening in, you show me someone who has 200 friends over the internet, and I will show you a very lonely person. Because friendship is a two-way, personalized experience. You don't sit with a close friend with a iPad in your hand when you're going out to eat. You relate to them personally.
Exactly. You know, speaking of which, you know, we mentioned that you were on Carson 88 times. I mean, that is just an incredible number.
And
I know the
inside story.
Yeah, that's why and talking about somebody as I know, and you know, from a biography, in which hopefully is what they're talking about making a Broadway play is Carson Nitro, which is going to be a lot of fun. And that is that
I have behind the scenes story, and one of those stories has never been told. People only vaguely know about it. The production staff of Carson did not know. Carson knew me as a thought reader, what have you. But one day I had to see him before a show. His secretary took me there. She was shaking like anything. She says, you know, Johnny doesn't see anyone. I said, did he give an okay? She said, yes, he did. I walked into his office. He's sitting with a single bare bulb lamp tilted over onto his desk, because there was his monologue, which was his priceless passion in life. He said, Kreskin, what is it? I said, Johnny, I need to condition you mentally. You're going to be all right when I do this test on camera. Look at me and hear my voice. Close your eyes. And I said a number of things. By the way, what happened later, NBC had banned me from doing this with him. Carson called me on the phone and said, I understand they won't let you do this. I said, yes. He had description of NBC, which is technical. We won't use the words right now because they're not every dictionary, Bill. But anyway, Bill, we came back later on. I'm a guest on the show, and I stand there. Carson walks over to me, and he nudges me. And next to Fred DeCordova, who was a wonderful man, the producer, there were two men in suits. I knew what he was saying. Without talking to me, he says, those two people for NBC, they're one of the two that called you. Well, in front of it, and this got on Parade magazine in the Sunday supplement all over the world, I started talking to Carson. His eyes closed. His body became rigid as I talked to him. Ed McMahon and Doc Severance didn't know what the hell was going on.
I
had to get two chairs. We slowly leaned him over, stretched him between two chairs with his shoulders on one feet and the other. There was no trickery, nothing under the middle of him. And a guest on the show, I said, come over here. She wouldn't. I said, you must come over. She says, no. Ed McMahon and Doc Severinsen, Ed McMahon, and I said, come over. And she did. She told me last year when we had dinner, I thought I would never be asked on the show again. I said, I want you to sit on the middle of him. She says, you can't be me. I said, just sit on him and lift your legs up. And that picture of her sitting in the middle of Carson, who's between two chairs with no middle support, got all over the place when it was all over, and I got her up, and we slowly lifted Carson. And I released him. It took about a minute. He said, I would have thought it was a baby. That lady who was afraid to sit on him was Bette Midler, and it became a legendary story.
Oh, yes, right. Exactly.
Last year, a man said, you did the show here. Would you do that with me? Because Carson originally was from New York, and I did it with Jimmy Fallon, and I stood on him. So the stories I could tell you about Carson go on and on.
Oh, I bet. Well, we're out of time, and we're going to have you back, because we're going to have you back before the end of the year.
I foresee that, Bill.
Okay, I do as well. The amazing Kreskin, ladies and gentlemen, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Kreskin. Appreciate it. Have yourself a happy Thanksgiving, would you? All right,
thank you, Bill.
All right, 29 after the top of the hour right now, America.
This report is brought to you by Marie Callender's. One of the best parts of the holiday season is undoubtedly the food and how it brings our family and friends together. This holiday season, Marie Callender's is partnering with culinary personality Kat DiOrio to help you put new twists on old holiday favorites. Love pumpkin pie? Try making pumpkin pie broiler s'mores or incorporate pie in an ice cream bar. Give your favorite side dish a modern spin by making it bite-size.
If you're in for a busy Black Friday, minimize your time in the kitchen by transforming last night's leftovers into a new, simple yet delicious meal. Kat DiOrio, chef and lifestyle expert.
When the weather turns cool, it's the aroma of a freshly cooked meal and the people we share it with that keep us warm inside. This holiday season, try new twists on Marie Callender's timeless foods or simply gather your family and friends around Marie's fresh-out-of-the-oven pot pies, meals, and desserts. Let's make it a season to savor.
For more tips, visit www.mariecallendersmeals.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am alive that was changed.
It's always a great day. Martinez live.
I'll tell you, Thanksgiving 2016, we have so much to be thankful for, and I trust you're hitting the pause button. A little bit like the amazing Kreskin had to say, you know, about when Arthur Godfrey just going out there in the middle of the water in the lake, just hit the pause button, just think about it, about what we've got thankful for, so much. And some here in this country are thankful that maybe we saved this country, which was on the brink of one incredible disaster. But yet there's others that are thinking just the opposite. So where do we find reality? Where does it come together in such a way to where the United States can truly be the United States? And we come together on those things that that really matter. And here to help us wash and ferret out some of these options is Ted Hayes, a member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network's National Advisory Council, longtime L.A. area activist known for his work on issues such as civil rights, homelessness, and immigration. He has also run for public office on several occasions. So all that to say, he has skin in the game. He continues to put skin in the game. He is not afraid to put skin in the game. Ted Hayes, good to have you back with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Bill. It's nice to hear you again, and thanks for the opportunity to share with your listeners. And now that I've skin in the game, I've got bone, hair,
I know, and that's what it's going to take. You know, we've been saying if we want to get this country back on track, all hands need to be on deck here. And this is just the beginning. We really haven't accomplished anything yet at this point, have we?
No, sir, this is the beginning. And, you know, both candidates were very risky. We all knew where Ms. Clinton was going to go. I think everybody knew that. Mm-hmm. And even people who voted for her knew that. They just were so turned off to Mr. Trump. At the same time, too, Mr. Trump is I see him as a wild stallion. And my effort is to track him and capture him and tame him and train him and make him be the president that we voted him to be. I think that too often we, the people, have voted our guys in. We hire them and then we turn our back. And then when he messed up, we blame them. But no one hires an employee and then don't supervise them. If they don't supervise them, the employee messes up. That's the employee's fault. So we have to do our job with Mr. Trump.
Well, I think Ronald Reagan said it brilliantly, trust and verify. And that's what we need to do. And
with Mr. Trump.
Yes, with Mr. Trump, with anybody for that matter. I mean, the reason that we are where we are right now is because we didn't, to your point. Exactly. I agree with you. And that's why we said early on, look, you want to blame everything on everybody else. But last time I checked, our founding fathers said it was we the people.
There you go.
Which says
this election was a referendum, as all elections are, a referendum not on the candidates. Mm-hmm. It's a referendum on we the people. We are the ones who give these people consent to govern us.
Right. And thank God, in a sense, that I believe that America is waking up, because it had to reach into its internal self to come to this decision. The easy thing would have been, okay, let's just go ahead. Let's maintain the status quo. It's uncomfortable. We'll just keep on going. Character, all this other stuff doesn't matter. We'll just keep rolling along. I think that would have been fatal, for this, fatal for us on many levels.
What you said is, my Jewish brothers say, Baruch Hashem, meaning thank God. Thank God this Thanksgiving, daily we have something to be thankful about. That we literally dodged a bomb.
Yes, exactly.
Well,
let's talk about, you're in Los Angeles. We've heard a lot coming out regarding sanctuary cities, of which L.A. is one of them.
L.A. is the capital of sanctuary cities. It was started here by Tom Bradley. And the city council then, which was half the city council, almost half was black people, we started that here in Los Angeles.
Help us understand the issue of sanctuary cities, good, bad, and different. What are you saying?
Well, originally when it started with the El Salvadoran Nicaraguan crisis when you remember that back in the 80s?
Yes, absolutely.
All that was going on in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. I was
and
there.
They came up looking for refuge. They came, of course, to L.A., and Mr. Bradley, looking at that, looking down the road, recognized here's something great that we can use. And they made a law, local city law, stating that L.A. was a sanctuary city for people running from El Salvador, Nicaragua, and escaping their countries. And Ernie Bernardi, city councilman here, he said that you guys are behaving like South Carolina behaved at when they initiated the Civil War in 1861. He said that the federal government, if necessary, will choke off all of our funding and we will be dead in the water. So what Tom Bradley and the council did was they removed the law sanctuary city, but maintain the policy of sanctuary city, where criminal elements who have invaded our country can come here and hide from the federal government, stating by hiding they know they are wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
and now he's capital of that.
Well, but in any kind of premise, Ted, when you have a sanctuary city, or what has been known in the Old Testament as a city of refuge, you escape there, but there was still, there was still justice that had to take place, right?
Yes,
and
sir.
So for us just to harbor people who are illegal on at many levels, like what happened in San Francisco. You've got somebody up there, and he gets a hold. I don't know how. I mean, to this day, it's still beyond me that somehow he is able to get a hold of a gun out of a police unit and kills that young girl, Kate Steinle. And of course, that has kind of become the poster child, so to speak, of this whole issue that we've got major problems here in River City. What do you say?
Yeah, I agree. And once again, it's these people are wily and they're clever. They say that they're hidden in the shadows. Well, they know, that means they know that they are wrong. Now, try doing a sanctuary city type of a excuse in Mexico. See what happened to you.
Well, they actually have that, and they're in the drug cartels around the border. But that's a whole other conversation. But yes, but outside of that,
Iran, North Korea, Russia,
right. Yes, exactly. To your point, it's not going to fly, but with rare exceptions. But here, this is something that that President-elect has targeted. And it sounds to me that the party's going to be over on this issue, and that you know, these local sheriffs are trying to fight reality here.
You know, there's also what I recognize is I watch these college students, particularly the young people who are out there protesting Trump's election. What that is revealing, as I study it more, it's really reveals hidden underlying systemic racism against black lives. Mm. What I mean by that, and Hillary Clinton made this term very popular during her campaign. She kept talking about systemic racism. But when you look at systemic racism, where did it come from? When you look at the history of the Democratic Party, you'll see that the Democratic Party has 395 years total racism against blacks in this country, from chattel slavery to Jim Crow to the Ku Klux Klan to all those things. Now, what got Donald Trump in trouble was when he announced to the world that he was going to be the president that will end illegal immigration, build a wall to ensure to end that illegal immigration. And he also said that the 14th Amendment, the birthright citizenship, belongs to black people, the descendants of chattel slaves. And then he says during the campaign, I'm going to help black people. And then he says at the end, he says, illegal immigration hurts all Americans, but it hurts black people worse than anyone else. That freaked out the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if you notice, the people out there marching are mainly Anglo, English-speaking white people and Hispanic-speaking white people. Very few blacks. If you notice, even Black Lives Matter has kind of backed away from this, because I think what's going on is the Democratic Party is deathly afraid that Mr. Trump is going to awaken black people. Black people are going to realize illegal immigration is bad for us. And when we stand up as black people, the argument is over. From the 14th Amendment theft to illegal immigration, it will all be done, because black people will reclaim that which is ours. And that's what the Democratic Party is afraid of, and have lied to these children and made them think that it's the Republicans and Trump who are racist, when it's really the systemic racism comes from the Democratic Party.
Exactly. Well, well said, Ted. And this is, I believe, what is happening with more and more Americans. And even, I would say, even Hispanics are understanding, and they're seeing this for what it is, because history has been well documented, even though the Democrats have done, I got to admit, they've done a great job in rewriting history. But the truth is coming out. You can only hold the truth back for so long. It will find you out no matter what. Ted Hayes has been with us. Ted, is always a pleasure and honor to have you with us, a member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network's National Advisory Council, longtime L.A. area activist known for his work on issues such as civil rights, homelessness, and immigration.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Small business owners nationwide rely on support from their family and friends to help them succeed. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, 83% of entrepreneurs receive emotional, operational, and/or financial support from their loved ones. For example, 38% have received funding for their business from family or friends. The support goes beyond financial gifts or loans. More than half of small business owners say they lean on family for emotional support that helps them professionally. Sharon Miller, head of small business for Bank of America, discusses the findings.
Family and friends play a critical role in the success of their loved ones' businesses. They are providing the financial, operational, and emotional support small business owners need to achieve their business goals. Entrepreneurs are grateful for the support and are optimistic about their future growth as a result.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
And I thank you for believing in me. You've given me your all, and now I'll never be alone. I thank you, you must stop loving me.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's up to you, huh? What kind of day you want it to be? Why not make it a great day? 14 before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. I'm Bill Martinez, and here we are. So much to be grateful and thankful for with Thanksgiving Day just around the corner. In fact, I thought it was quite interesting that today is officially Pumpkin Pie Day. I guess maybe there's so many pumpkin pies to distribute out there, Scott. You just got to get to work early. Or do we find out, like, everything that's Thanksgiving, it always seems to taste better the days after? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but all I know is if you have a pumpkin pie, it has to come with whipped cream.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, that almost goes without saying, but there is just something special about pumpkin pie. I mean, you know, cold pumpkin pie, and it's kind of like part of the, you know, quarter break, cold turkey sandwich, you know, that goes along with it. And there's just something about, you know, a real turkey sandwich, not the pressed kind of turkey stuff that you get, you know, in the delis and that. In fact, one year we were able to find, kind of a bone-in a turkey that you could buy in Hawaii of all places. I can't find it anywhere else. I don't know why. Otherwise, other than you got to just get the whole turkey. But this is my favorite time because of the, post-holiday turkey sandwiches and pumpkin pie with plenty of whipped cream. Yes, sirree. But it's a lot to be thankful for. And my blessing for you this Thanksgiving is that it would be a very special holiday and Thanksgiving that we could get families together. I mean, there's some cute commercials out right now about the family dynamics of Thanksgiving, and especially, can you imagine what it's going to be like for all this contentiousness that we've gone through in this political season? I think some households, I mean, it could be fun to hear some of the testimonials and what people experience, only because, and I say fun, I pray it not be that way and that contentious, and that we don't have a situation where pumpkin pie and stuffing are flying around the room, that it truly is a thankful day. Well, America, with us right now is the executive director with Robert Half. He is the senior executive director, I might add, Paul McDonald. Paul, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. Let's talk about the happiest workers and what are the top drivers of workplace happiness. I mean, there has, you know, just like we're talking about what's going to be coming up on Thanksgiving Day, you know, some contention as we just get families together. But, you know, there's been, dare I say, some contention at the workplace because of this, you know, political environment that we've gotten into. But, you know, that aside, you know, let's talk about, you know, what makes workers happiest and, you know, what makes for a positive workplace for happiness.
Yes. We undertook at Robert Half a comprehensive study of about 12,000 people we surveyed around the U.S. and Canada, trying to find out exactly what you were saying and what are the drivers for happiness in the workplace. Mm-hmm. And to the best of our knowledge, this study that we did with an outside happiness expert called Nick Marks, he's out of the U.K., and he studies this. I mean, to the best of our knowledge, we didn't have never seen something this extensive. So what are the drivers? You know, individuals in the workplace really want to have pride within their organization. That was – it screamed at us. When we looked at this, the number one driver is happiness of happiness overall is just feeling pride.
Mm-hmm.
Second was feeling appreciated. You know, it occupies – you know, especially feeling appreciated in the workplace with – you know, from their colleagues – from their peers and from their you know supervisors.
Mm-hmm.
Fairness and respect came in third, not surprising. And then a sense of accomplishment. Really interesting that feels that they not only pride, appreciated, respect, and fairness, but some of these are basic needs that everybody feels, you know, not only in the workplace but at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then interesting and meaningful work. And then, as I said before, the relationships at work are very, very important because most of us spend the majority of our time at work if we are engaged outside of the home. So all these really kind of roll up and told us that, you know, depending upon the field that you're in, there's various categories. You can find a lot of these, you know, intricacies within the report from subsets of individuals. Like you can go in and find out if finance and accounting is feeling appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can tell you kind of the answer, kind of a preview into that would mm-hmm. be finance and accounting and legal folks feel as though they may be underappreciated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what that comes down to is the sense of stress that they're feeling. They're always under the deadlines. Legal, you know, it's like there's always a case or a matter that they're investigating. So it's like stress, stress, stress. Mm-hmm. So I guess for a work place, for a supervisor, for an organization, maybe go give them a little pat on the back. Make them feel as though they're part of the team. They're not just being taken for granted. But if you want a lot of these details, go to roberthalf.com and you can find the complete study on happiness, which is extremely thorough and investigative.
Well, one thing I noticed right off the bat is in terms of a standard, you got about 71% of the people saying, hey, you know, for the most part, I'm pretty happy at what I'm doing. I mean, the majority of people are saying, you know, generally, in most cases, you know, they're happy. So you've got that going for you. The other thing that you go ahead.
Well, thanks for bringing that up because that was a real eye opener for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we read that, we expected the happiness quotient to be a little lower mm-hmm. than 71%, and that was actually a real positive from the report.
And I think the good news is that for companies, particularly CEOs, because they're the ones that lead the drumbeat of the happiness, you know, music in a building, is that you've got a lot going for you right from the very beginning. It's not like you got to bring people from, you know, zero, you know, to 71. They're already at 71. So the indication is that they're inclined to be happy. So what can we do to augment and help that number? And I think in understanding here and looking at this survey, you begin to understand. I mean, one of the things that I've been beating the drum on, and I believe that this is kind of a condition that we're experiencing right now in our country, and number one is that is productivity. The human drive to feel like what you're doing is worthwhile, it's making a difference. And that's what's been missing, I believe, and under displayed and under actuated in our country today is people just aren't productive and they're cranky.
Well, when you look at what this report's telling us, you know, and it's like, yeah, they are cranky. Some people are cranky, but it's nice to see that 71% are happy.
Right. This
isn't rocket science for most CEOs and organizations because, you know, we cover professional sectors, right? Legal, accounting, finance, technology folks, creative folks, skilled administrative staff. So when we look at that, you know, and I've been doing this for 3 decades plus. I won't tell you exactly how many,
right.
33 years.
Right.
But when it comes down to a CEO, create vision in your communication.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure everyone understands in a town hall, in the written format, in a mission statement, that this is where we're going and this is what we stand for and this is the culture. And what it does is it imparts reinforces the culture that you're trying
exactly.
to build within an organization.
Exactly.
And in the sectors in which we serve, there's a lot of demand for talent right now. Unemployment rate, what is it, 4.9% on a U.S. basis.
Mm-hmm.
We're dealing with about 2.5% on average out of all the sectors in which we serve. And so this can impact the bottom line by creating a good culture, by creating solid communication, having it filter down through all areas of the organization so that people understand what they're part of, especially now, making sure that the communication is there to make sure that they understand that they're part of an organization. Everybody should be respected, no matter what their beliefs, making them feel as though they're part of a team.
Exactly.
And then that team can carry forward with the mission of the organization.
Right. Well, the other thing I thought was interesting about this, though, we talk about 71 saying they're happy. You got about 33% say they're already looking for the exit door. And that's okay. I think that, you know, to be reclassified, as my old boss used to say, that's a good thing because then you realize it's not necessarily a good fit for you, that you could fit better somewhere else down the road. I say that you may find yourself being a round peg in a square hole. If that's the case, you know, why fight it? Go find some place where you can really be happy and fulfilled, right?
Well, I mean, people, 33% did say, as you noted, that they were unhappy and they're heading for the exits within the next 6 months. You can't keep everyone happy. And there's you know, for various reasons, they could feel as though they're overworked, underappreciated, that there's not an upward chart, a path for them. I guess what I always have said is, look at that 33% in your organization. That's one-third of your organization.
Yeah.
Are you communicating with them individually? I hear, you know, the annual review is out the window these days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing quarterly meetings with employees are almost, you know, they're mandatory.
Yeah.
Monthly check-ins just to see how they're doing.
Right.
You know, spend time with them and listen on, you know, what are their needs? Where do they want to go within an organization? But then be honest.
Yeah.
You know, be honest. I've heard a lot of good employers, smaller companies, I might add, that may not have the next step for the employee, but they appreciate the fact that the employee appreciates the fact that they were being honest and actually helping them move forward.
Right.
And it was
exactly.
Not a bad parting.
Well, Paul, we're out of time here, so remind everybody where they can go to see the survey for themselves and get up to speed. What's going on?
Thank you, Bill. And it's go to roberthalf.com, look for the happiness survey that we did with Nick Marks, and you'll find everything you need to know about creating a happy work environment.
Senior Executive Director Paul McDonald from Robert Half on Bill Martinez Live.
Comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation, unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
ProPure.